Notice where your attention is right now, in this moment. Some aspect of the body, the mind. And settle into simple present moment awareness, simplicity of knowing that there is a body. There is the mind, this knowing capacity we call mind. Letting the attention move gently through the body. The top of the head and the forehead. The area around the eyes. See if you can let the eyes be soft. It's nothing we need to look around at. Even the eyes are closed, sometimes it's as though we're looking at experience. The eyes relax. Back of the head, the sides of the head, ears, the jaw, let the jaw relax. Down to the mouth, the tongue resting in the mouth, not pushing against the teeth or the roof of the mouth. The throat and the neck. The neck be long and open. Throat relaxed. Shoulders dropped. Through the upper back, middle back, lower back. This supporting quality of the spine and the natural curves of the spine. Posture alert and upright, but not stiff or unnaturally straight. Back up to the shoulders and the upper arms, down through the elbows to the forearms, and to the hands, and let the attention rest in the hands, either the hands touching one resting in the other, or hands resting on the legs. Hands touching. Right hand, left hand. Back to the upper part of the torso, the upper chest. Down to the area of the heart center, rib cage. Down to the belly. Let the belly be soft. You don't have to hold it in or relax, open this part of the body down into the pelvis. The buttocks don't have to be clenched, gripped, hips, hip joints open, relaxed. Down to the upper legs, fronts and backs of the leg, to the knees, down the leg to the calf and the shin, ankles, and finally into the feet. Returning to the body as a field, as a whole sense of body sitting. For just a moment, let the attention open to the experience of hearing. Sounds arising here in the room, in their nose. Sound of the heater, sound of my voice. Sounds are arising and they're just known. There's a kind of effortless receptive quality to that hearing experience. You don't have to make it happen. Hearing. Back to the experience of the body sitting within that, perhaps noticing the movement of the breath, light touching sensations at the nostrils or the upper lip, contact there, warmth or coolness may be apparent. You may notice the breath as it hits the back of the throat, or perhaps movement in the chest, or the rising and falling movement of the abdomen as the breath enters and leaves the body. And in the same way, we can receive the experience of hearing. We can receive the sensations of the breath. Breath happening by itself. And we bring awareness to that experience. Nothing special, just a place to rest the attention. So using the simplicity of the body sitting, this bare knowing of there is a body, or the sensations of the breath, perhaps the experience of hearing, using this as a place to rest the attention, to begin again to come back to recollect the attention when it's become scattered or confused or wanders. something takes the attention, sound, this different sensation in the body, thought, or an emotional feeling becomes apparent, become aware of that, then the attention has already moved there. We don't have to bring the attention. When we notice something arising, the attention is there. We might name it, give it a gentle whispering, mental label, just to help us connect, to know what's going on, to know where the attention has gone. Pressure. Movement. Thinking. So we can settle into this flow of experience, to the flow of our life. Life happening, experience unfolding, nature manifesting in body and mind. We bring our awareness to that process just as it is. There's nothing we have to get from it. Nothing we have to get rid of within that flow. Nothing to hold on to. Nothing to push away. No one to be. Remembering that in any moment, no matter what's happening, we can come into presence and begin again.